Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, former NCAA coaching legend and corporate speaker, motivational speaker, Dale Brown from Louisiana State University and North Dakota native.
When it's time to put the booze down, find us some solid ground.
Most people know about your sports background, but what about your family?
Kind of simple. 2 days before I was born, in the frigid Halloween of 1935, my so-called father abandoned my mother and two older sisters. Never called, never wrote, never sent us any money, never came back. I had a beautiful mother. Came off a farm in Berthold, eighth grade education, moved into a one-room apartment above a bar and a hardware store, had to go on welfare, and then get a job as a domestic in babysitting. But that mama was a wonderful teacher and one of the most pathologically honest people I've ever met. So as hard as it sounds now, it really wasn't that tough because I had a good person, a good example inside the house.
How did people view you, say, when you were at LSU, being from North Dakota?
Two things that I remember. Number one, they would say South Dakota. Number two, they would say me not. And then I think probably the biggest eye-opener I had, we were to Final Four 1 year. There were three Final Four coaches up there that had all worked for legends at Duke, at Kansas, at UCLA, working for three legendary coaches. And the media asked them a question, wasn't that a tremendous advantage, playing and working under a legendary coach? Then they quit, and I'm at the end of the table. And I raised my hand. I said, does anyone want to ask me a question about me, my career at Minot State Teachers College, playing under Herb Parker? And I wasn't being facetious. I thought, that's really rude that they didn't ask. So one guy finally, yeah, I'd like to ask you. So it was kind of a no-name guy from a no place. Nobody could spell the capital. They didn't know the capital, but if they did get it, they always spelled it B-I-S-M-A-R-K.
Randy Livingston, you've mentioned, would be perseverance in the dictionary, having blown out his knees. How was it to coach somebody like him who could have gave up so easy?
It was a lot of fun because he was a coach on the floor. He knew the game very well. You see, there are stars and there are superstars. Stars have great statistics. They're all this, they're all that. Superstars make other people better. He had a knack of making other people better. So his coaching, it was limited. You didn't have to do much with him. He knew the game. He could decipher things on the court. He almost had a third eye. He could see things that other people couldn't see. He could throw the ball. He would know if a guy was better catching the ball off his left leg or his right leg and would hold up until he got his right leg in position. So wasn't much coaching done with that guy. He was a coach himself on the floor.
I'm going to see how my memory goes. Ronnie Henderson was the other point
Jiminy
guard.
Jiminy Christmas.
Was that right?
Is your boss watching this?
No, he's not. I just...
You need a raise. That's
well,
good.
Well, thank
Ronnie
you.
Henderson,
I'm going off my...
Another high school All-American.
My noggin here. You know, most people remember Oliver Miller, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, and Shaquille.
Ronnie Henderson.
Because the two of them came in together at the same time, correct?
Ronnie fed off Randy.
Yeah.
When Randy went down, Ronnie's game went down. And then when Ronnie decided to go hardship, Ronnie went too, which was a major mistake. He didn't make it in the NBA. They were kind of the Bobsey twins.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota native and Louisiana State NCAA coaching legend Dale Brown, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up to be one of our Facebook followers and friends as we bring you all kinds of information throughout the day, throughout the week, exclusive interviews, fresh features, that sort of thing. That's Facebook.com/TheCrudeLife. Facebook.com/TheCrudeLife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Yeah, we're singing it like they did in the good old days, because we're back to the way.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
So, Tom Peckscamp, Moody River Band. Thank you for joining us here on the Crude Life Media Network. Talk about Tom Peckscamp a little bit. When did you start playing music?
Oh, my mom bought me a guitar when I was 17. She kept on trying to stick instruments in my hand, and started with the saxophone maybe when I was in grade school, and that didn't stick, and keyboard here and there, and eventually I asked her to buy me a guitar. From there on, she played too. She's a musician. She plays stand-up bass and sings, and had a little folk duo in Minnesota for a few years, and kind of was a good window into learning, you know, chords and a few of those old folk songs that kind of got me going.
Your mom had a folk duo?
Yep.
Okay.
Called the Granery Girls.
The Grammy?
The Granery.
Granery Girls.
Yep. Her and another lady, the lady lived on an old hippie commune, and her and her husband were the only two that were left. And they had taken all the buildings and converted them into living spaces.
Okay, like the silos?
Like the silo. Well, okay. They had a silo, I think, and then the Granery was a grain storage that they turned into living in a pot belly stove and the whole thing, and very, very homey, very country, but a fun place to be. I got to stay there a few times, and it was a great place to create. I wrote a few songs there even. And
should we do a quick song here? You got
sure,
one lined
sure.
up.
Which how about Ain't Gonna Be Blue No More?
Ain't gonna be blue no more.
Ain't a word, but in music.
Do you need Charlie?
Do you want to get on this one, Charlie?
All right, we're gonna do a quick line shift here.
Talking with my baby, yeah, you know, the other night. I said, oh, baby, I'm leaving. And she said, oh, yeah, right, I ain't gonna be blue no more. Ain't gonna be blue no more. Well, I changed my colors as I'm walking right out your door. Well, I might turn red and get a little angry. Might turn green and get out for the van fee. I ain't gonna be blue no more. Ain't gonna be blue no more. Well, I change my colors as I'm walking right out your door. Well, I might turn yellow like a chicken over the sun.
I might turn magenta. Woo, that could be fun. I ain't gonna be blue no more. Ain't gonna be blue no more. I change my colors as I'm walking right at your door. Picture, that's just what I'm gonna do. And painting the sky, ain't painting the ocean, surely ain't painting you. I ain't gonna be blue no more. Gonna be blue no more. Well, I change my colors as I'm walking right at your door. Well, I ain't gonna be blue no more.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.